Exam Guide, Listening Part 1. B1 Preliminary English Test for Schools. Listening. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What time will they meet tomorrow?
I'm really looking forward to the concert tomorrow. It starts at 3, doesn't it? Shall I meet you there at about 10:02?
Well, I don't like the first band, so I'm not planning to get there until 4.
Okay. I'll see you then near the entrance.
Fine. Don't forget your mobile in case I can't see you.
Now listen again.
I'm really looking forward to the concert tomorrow. It starts at 3, doesn't it? Shall I meet you there at about 10:02?
Well, I don't like the first band, so I'm not planning to get there until 4.
Okay. I'll see you then near the entrance.
Fine. Don't forget your mobile in case I can't see you.
Two. What has William Long done most recently?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's talk. Our speaker this evening is William Long, the author of A Long Way Up. He is going to tell us all about his latest adventure, a balloon flight over the Sahara Desert. He will also talk about past successes, such as his journey into the heart of the African jungle and his diving expedition off the coast of India. These are truly amazing stories, and I do hope you enjoy listening to them.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's talk. Our speaker this evening is William Long, the author of A Long Way Up. He is going to tell us all about his latest adventure, a balloon flight over the Sahara Desert. He will also talk about past successes, such as his journey into the heart of the African jungle and his diving expedition off the coast of India. These are truly amazing stories, and I do hope you enjoy listening to them.
Three. What sport did Steve do on holiday?
How was your holiday, Steve? Did you do lots of fun sports?
Kind of. We had great weather. It was sunny and warm, but unfortunately there wasn't enough wind to go sailing. That made it perfect for cycling, though. I hadn't done it for ages, and I really enjoyed it.
That's good. Did you get to go surfing at all?
Unfortunately not. No wind means no waves. But we still had a great time.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday, Steve? Did you do lots of fun sports?
Kind of. We had great weather. It was sunny and warm, but unfortunately there wasn't enough wind to go sailing. That made it perfect for cycling, though. I hadn't done it for ages, and I really enjoyed it.
That's good. Did you get to go surfing at all?
Unfortunately not. No wind means no waves. But we still had a great time.
Four. How will the boy get to the cinema?
What time are you supposed to be at the cinema, Tony? It's 7 o'clock, you know.
Oh no, is it? I'm meeting Philip at 7:15. I was going to walk, but I don't think I've got enough time now. Maybe if I run for the bus, I'll just get there in time.
Only if the bus comes straight away, and it never does. Come on, I'll give you a lift. I need to get a few things from the supermarket anyway.
Great. Thanks, Mum.
Now listen again.
What time are you supposed to be at the cinema, Tony? It's 7 o'clock, you know.
Oh no, is it? I'm meeting Philip at 7:15. I was going to walk, but I don't think I've got enough time now. Maybe if I run for the bus, I'll just get there in time.
Only if the bus comes straight away, and it never does. Come on, I'll give you a lift. I need to get a few things from the supermarket anyway.
Great. Thanks, Mum.
Five. What's the earliest appointment the woman can offer Fiona Green?
Hello. This is a message for Fiona Green. I'm calling about your appointment with the dentist on Friday, the 15th of June. I'm sorry, but I've had to cancel that appointment, as the dentist will now be away between the 15th and 19th of June. He can see you at 4:15 on the 22nd of June, or, if that isn't convenient, call me at 9 a.m. on the 20th of June and we can arrange another day.
Now listen again.
Hello. This is a message for Fiona Green. I'm calling about your appointment with the dentist on Friday, the 15th of June. I'm sorry, but I've had to cancel that appointment, as the dentist will now be away between the 15th and 19th of June. He can see you at 4:15 on the 22nd of June, or, if that isn't convenient, call me at 9 a.m. on the 20th of June and we can arrange another day.
Six. What present does Luke decide to buy for Karen's birthday?
Luke, have you bought a present for Karen yet? It's her birthday party on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, but I still don't know what to get her. Jim's bought her that scarf she wanted, and I can't think of anything else.
She loves jewellery. Do you want me to come shopping with you tomorrow? I could help you choose something. Or you could get her a book. She likes reading.
That's a bit boring. I like your first idea best. I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Now listen again.
Luke, have you bought a present for Karen yet? It's her birthday party on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, but I still don't know what to get her. Jim's bought her that scarf she wanted, and I can't think of anything else.
She loves jewellery. Do you want me to come shopping with you tomorrow? I could help you choose something. Or you could get her a book. She likes reading.
That's a bit boring. I like your first idea best. I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Seven. What will the man buy?
What would you like to drink? Coffee? Or do you feel like a cold drink?
I think I'll have a lemonade. I've had 2 cups of coffee already today. And can I have a piece of that chocolate cake? It looks really good.
OK. I'll have some too, with a cup of coffee. You go and find us a table and I'll queue up to buy it.
OK, thanks.
Now listen again.
What would you like to drink? Coffee? Or do you feel like a cold drink?
I think I'll have a lemonade. I've had 2 cups of coffee already today. And can I have a piece of that chocolate cake? It looks really good.
OK, I'll have some too, with a cup of coffee. You go and find us a table and I'll queue up to buy it.
OK, thanks.
That is the end of part 1.